With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Another set of hostage remains is returned to Israel as the fragile ceasefire is hanging on.
The ceasefire in Gaza is holding. Red Cross vehicles carried the remains of three additional hostages to Israel, which says they will be examined by forensic experts. In a statement, Hamas said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the resignation Friday of Israel's top military prosecutor after she admitted she was responsible for leaking a video showing soldiers brutally assaulting a Palestinian detainee at a notorious military detention center. Netanyahu characterizes the fallout from the incident at Sidat Timan as a public relations attack and called for an investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
Flight delays continued at U.S. airports Sunday amid air traffic controller shortages as the government shutdown entered its second month, with Newark Airport in New Jersey experiencing delays of 2 to 3 hours. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
New York City's Emergency Management Office said on X that Newark delays often ripple out to the region's other airports. The social media post added that travelers flying to, from, or through New York, quote, should expect schedule changes, gate holds, and missed connections. Anyone flying today should check flight status before heading to the airport and expect longer waits. According to FlightAware.com, George Bush International Airport in Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and Chicago O'Hare were also seeing dozens of delays and one or two cancellations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A homeowner in Mississippi has shot and killed one of the monkeys that escaped after a truck accident last week. Jessica Bond Ferguson said she acted to protect her children after her son spotted the monkey near their home. This is SRN News. An unusual amicus brief has been filed with the Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified. And it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Winter Games in Italy are coming, and the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take an SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. This is SRN News. President Trump spent the past week with foreign leaders in Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea, finishing his tour by meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti believes President Trump had a positive meeting with China's president during his recent trip to Asia, but he stresses the need for a verification system to ensure the integrity of their relationship.
We have to make sure that these are just not empty promises, but that the Chinese Communist Party actually acts on what it promised President Trump. And so I don't view this as a grand bargain. I see it as one further step in this ongoing competition between the United States and China to define the 21st century.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.